Well, we unfortunately knew this day would possibly come. Julius Randle has now been ruled out for the remainder of the regular season. His season is over. This is from Adrian Wojnarowski. Julius Randle is said to have, he's tried his all to get back on the court. I mean, we've saw him working out before every single game, and unfortunately, he didn't feel comfortable enough to go out there and play. And the worst thing you can do is kind of re-injure it. These shoulder injuries are extremely tricky. Got on my Julius Randle jersey right now, just supporting the guy, man. I know he wants to be out there with the guys, man. I know Julius Randle wanted to be out there with everybody, and I know he wanted to do a massive, he wanted to, you know, pretty much help us achieve what we wanted to achieve this year, man. And it just, that game versus the Miami Heat, it stinks. But right now, all we can do is hope for the best. Hopefully, Julius Randle can get back out there as soon as possible. We won't see him again until next season. But this was not the news that we were hoping for. But unfortunately, we were kind of expecting this, right? Because the Knicks kind of were, it kind of was the same update. It kind of was, he's not cleared for full contact yet. We still see him before the games. So we were in the back of our mind, we were kind of expecting this. And on April 4th, on a Thursday, Woj hits us with this massive, massive bomb. And it stinks, man. It stinks. It absolutely stinks. It's sad news. It's sad news. Dela G in the chat says it's disgust. It's so sad, bro. Kyle says, I mean, I get it. I really do. But part of me is upset. Didn't just get the surgery from the jump. That's another thing. Like, I hope him getting the surgery in January, Ian Begley came out with something saying that some expected him to get the surgery when the injury happened, and they expected him to possibly return at the end of the season, which whoever thought that, and there was a doctor that came out yesterday saying that once you get a shoulder surgery, you're pretty much done for the regular season. So, you know, whether he got it in January or whether he got it in April, I still think that he would have been done for the season. I don't think it really would have mattered at the end of the day. But he decided to get it now, trying to get ahead of it. But credit to Jew, man. He tried everything. He tried everything to get back on the basketball court. That's I respect him for that, man. And that Knicks fans should really salute to him, because he didn't want the season to end, his season to end. He tried absolutely everything to get back on the basketball court. And it just, at the end of the day, he didn't feel comfortable. And, you know, you got to do what's right by you at the end of the day. You know, you don't want to further injury, because, like I said, shoulder injuries are extreme. It's not like an ankle. It's not like last year where, you know, he could play through it, kind of. He got surgery in the summer. But look, man, he tried everything for us, man. He tried everything for the city. He tried everything. But Josh Hart's comments a few games ago, now it's sort of, you're starting to, I mean, he said that he'll be pleasantly surprised if Randle and Anunoby will get back in the court. Well, Randle's done for the season. Now we just have to wait for OG Anunoby's status. And Woj and Shams, right after those Josh Hart comments, kind of did some damage control on the Anunoby front. So we just have to wait and see. We just have to wait and see, man. I mean, about Anunoby. But credit to Jew, man. He tried everything. He tried everything. Vibes in the chat says, sad news, man. Dame, what's going on? Damn, what a waste. I honestly think if he had it in January or if he had it today, it wouldn't have mattered. He would have been out the same amount of time. His season would have been over. Ultimate Naysayer, credit to Julius indeed. We love Julius, man. Speedy recovery. Chad says so sad, but he got to take care of his health. Next season will be great. We have a solid team. Comic, I think had he gotten it done earlier, he would have been ready for next season. May miss the start of next season. We don't know. He may miss the start of next season, but we don't know. Right now, the recovery is 3 to 4 months. That's what I'm seeing on Twitter from Twitter doctors. 3 to 4 months. So you're looking at August, right? You're looking at August, September. Maybe he can be ready for the start of the training camp. That's the best case scenario right now. He's going to have the whole summer to rehab. And as we all know, Julius Randle, he's going to attack his rehab and he is going to be back as soon as he can get back. That's the Julius Randle we know. He's going to come back. I mean, he heals faster than everybody, which is why we thought when this injury happened, we were like, all right, he's going to get back out there. He's going to, you know, maybe would he turn into a spot up shooter? Will he turn into, you know, the old Julius Randle, the bully ball Julius Randle? At the end of the day, he didn't feel comfortable even becoming, you know, a spot up shooter for the Knicks because that's not, you know, really his game. And if Julius Randle's going to be out there, he's going to play like Julius Randle, bully ball Julius Randle. And he loves using that right shoulder as his first hit. And unfortunately, you know, honestly, he probably talked to like 10, 15 doctors, Knicks doctors, everyone. He probably got opinions from everyone who had this injury. And at the end of the day, he did what was best for him. And unfortunately for the Knicks, now this dreamy season that we once thought was you know, looking in the right direction, heading in the right direction. Now all of a sudden, the expectations kind of shift a little bit, right? We don't know the situation with Anunoby. We now know the situation with Julius Randle. The Knicks are still fighting for, you know, the 4-for-3 season in the East. It's getting close here. We got a tough game tonight versus the Kings. Every game matters here from now on. And you don't want to fall back in that play-in tournament. We're going through a rough patch right now. We get this Julius Randle news, which isn't too, you know, it stinks. It stinks, but I was expecting it, man. I know we all, you know, were expecting it. And in the back of our mind, we all thought that, you know, he just get the surgery. Because we kept hearing the same thing. So it stinks, man. It stinks. Knicks Nation, have to keep our heads up. It is what it is. Yeah, man. Love the enthusiasm. We're going to make noise. Yeah, Nick says we really were going to make noise. That's the thing that stinks about this, right? In the month of January, best team in the NBA, things were absolutely clicking. Dream month. Absolutely dream month. And then all of a sudden, injury after injury. And at this point, what OG Anunoby, we don't know. And expectations have started to change in my mind. They have started to shift. Now, definitely, they have started to shift. I mean, I don't know how far the Knicks can go with the Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. I think we can win around. But, you know, no Julius Randle. I mean, it stinks, man. It stinks. Vibe says 3 to 4 months. Yeah, Vibe. I mean, if he had the surgery in January, there's no way in heck he would have returned at the end of the season. Unless the Knicks made it to the Eastern Conference Finals late and deep in the playoffs, maybe, but I highly doubt that. Him says if Devo and McBride play good during the postseason and OG Anunoby returns, we may be all right. Yeah, I mean, look. Expectations have shifted in my mind. Now that Julius Randle was out for the season, you kind of can't expect the Knicks to, you know, go that far in the playoffs. Randle was such a huge part of this equation. And even with the OG Anunoby news up in the air, I still think the Knicks can win around because Jalen Brunson can win around by himself. And it stinks, man. Today sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. It absolutely sucks for us Knicks fans. And for everybody, even for the NBA and for Julius Randle, it stinks. But expectations have shifted a little bit, and I don't know. People, Creed says first round exit, him 272, then Bam out of bio, Ruben. It's always against the Heat, man. I mean, the Heat. Oh, man. So, yeah, Big Jew out for the season, man. Big Jew is out for the season. Comic says, regardless, he will be reevaluated in 5. That's what the Knicks PR said, I think. Okay, let me share my screen so we can, you know, get some information here. All right, here is the Julius Randle update. Let me just take away this stat update. All right, here is the update. Here's a thing from Woj that we're seeing. Woj says Randle, who has been out since dislocating his shoulder on January 27th, He's been working hard to get back. He's been working hard to get back. And it became unsafe for him to play again this season. Randle has done everything possible to avoid surgery and return for the playoffs. So the Knicks had the playoffs in mind. You know, so they had the playoffs in mind. They didn't want him returning in the regular season. But procedure became an increasingly, after his recent visits to two specialists who warned of further injury and possible permanent damage to shoulder if he returned to play before a surgical. Look, that so he went and got opinions. And the specialists were like, you're going to further damage the shoulder if you play. He tried, man. He tried. I love this comment. He really tried his best. Noble effort. So, and then you said Knicks PR said 5 months? They said 5 months? Julius Randle will have his surgery on his right shoulder. He will be reevaluated in 5 months. Wow. So 5 months. So May, June, July, August, September. End of September is training camp, right? So he should be good for the beginning of training camp. If he were to miss a couple of weeks next season, so be it. But at the end of the day, credit to the player for trying to get out there his hardest. He did not want this season to end. He tried his best. He tried his absolute hardest to get back on the court. And if this means that he misses, let's say he misses 1 to 2 weeks of next season. Me personally, I'm not going to care. Like, I don't really care about that because knowing Julius Randle, he tried every single ounce of him to get back on the court this season. So just his effort to try to get back on the court for us Knicks fans, he didn't want this season to end like this, but it stinks. But 5 months, he'll be reevaluated. So that takes him till September. So, yeah, man, that takes him till September. Wonder Woman says, I am heartbroken by the news. Someone will step up. Shout out to the emergency stream. I'm in shambles. Yeah, I had to hop on here for the emergency live stream for Julius Randle out for the regular season. It's absolutely crushing. It's crushing, to say the least. So expectations, guys. How far do you think this Knicks team can go? How far do you think this Knicks team can go right now? If the season ended today, I think we would be playing the Orlando Magic in the first round. And that's going to be a tough matchup. No big Jew. I mean, any matchup right now for the Knicks is going to be a tough matchup, you know? Any matchup right now for the Knicks is going to be tough. Especially with no ODG and an OB and no big Jew. It is what it is. It's the reality of the situation. I'm trying to be optimistic as possible for the New York Knicks, but it is what it is. Season ended today. We're the fifth seed. Orlando's ahead of us. Expectations have kind of shifted in my head. Don't know where the Knicks will finish right now. Eastern Conference Finals bound. I don't know. It depends who we match up with. Depends. A lot of things have to go our way. You know, before a lot of things didn't have to go our way. And now a lot of things right now have to go our way. So, you know, can we beat the Orlando Magic with the OG Anunoby and Jalen Brunson? I personally think we can. Orlando's inexperienced. They haven't been, you know, they're a young team. We have a playoff absolute dog in Brunson. We have dogs on with everybody. Brunson, Hartenstein, Hart, DiVincenzo now. Excited to see his first playoff, you know, playoff go around with the New York Knicks. Deuce playing well. Mitch is back. OG Anunoby. I don't know. But at this point, you know, would you be shocked that the Knicks come out and say OG Anunoby is done for the season? That would be, you know, that would be just another dagger in the heart, right? Julius Randle, April 4th, done for the season. And then next week, OG's elbow can't get it to where they wanted to get it. I don't want that to happen. It stinks, but I want Anunoby obviously to come back, but it absolutely stinks. So Jay says, as long as we have OG, I think we can make the Eastern Conference Finals if we have the two or three seed. Creed says, would love to be lucky to get out the first round against any team. So we're getting optimism and pessimism. Creed says we can get out the first round. No, Creed says we would be lucky to get out the first round against any team. Jay says, you know, as long as we have OG, we can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Johnson says, okay, Julius is done. The ceiling of the Knicks is second round. Yeah. Los, anything happens in the playoffs, hopefully Brunson will play really good during the postseason after We saw last year Brunson played a lot better than he did in the regular season. There will be no OG. Johnson says there will be no OG. That is obvious. I don't want that to happen, Johnson. But some optimism, some pessimism. Me personally, I think right now, if the Knicks were to win one playoff round right now with OG Anunoby and Brunson, that would be amazing. If they can, you know, get a nice matchup in the second round, and maybe they can go two rounds. Who knows right now? But right now, Julius Randle, it's unfortunate. It stinks. And that situation was up in the air. Now he's done for the regular season. OG Anunoby came back, re-injured the shoulder, the elbow, excuse me. And that situation is up in the air. They're waiting for swelling to go down. They're waiting for that elbow to calm down. In the words of a lot of the Knicks reporters and Adrian Wojnarowski, they're waiting for the elbow to calm down. That's up in the air. He's been ruled out tonight versus the Kings. So at this point, why push it? What we got, like 7 games left of the regular season? If we could lock up a top 6 seed, I do not want to see OG Anunoby until the playoffs. That's just my opinion. Get him right for the playoffs. Even if we get a 90% OG Anunoby, take a look at it like this. Versus Sacramento Kings, when Anunoby re-injured that elbow, he was what? 60, 70%. His shot was off, but he still gave us great defense in that game. But again, maybe he goes to another specialist and maybe he says, he warns him saying, you can re-injure this. And maybe he shuts it down for the regular season. So we don't know. I mean, it's a year of injuries, man. It stinks, man, that we have to deal with injuries. But that's the reality of the situation. You know, sometimes we go through a lot of injuries and then they derail seasons. And the what ifs, you start questioning, what if? What if we had a healthy Jew? What if, you know, we had a healthy Anunoby? Now Mitchell Robinson's kind of, you know, in and out the lineup. You know, I do think this would have been a great year for us. But now all we can do is you know, hope that, you know, we get a good playoff series and get a good matchup. And I think we do. So there's optimism at the end of the tunnel. There is. Oh, man, this stinks. I love my Knicks, but I am now questioning the conditioning staff. I'm pretty sure Julius Randle got opinions from the Knicks saying get the surgery, but I'm pretty sure the player was like, no, I'm not going to end my season like this. I'm not going to end my season on this injury. I'm going to try my hardest to get back on the court. I'm going to show the world. I'm going to show Knicks fans. I'm working my ass off here, man. I'm trying my best. I'm going to, you know, work before the games. I'm working my ass off. But at the end of the day, I tried, man. And that's all you can ask for. He tried to get it back out there and it stinks. Lo says I would sit OG and Mitch to close out the season. Save your main core. Yeah, Mitch has looked these past couple of games. Mitch hasn't looked that great, but you know, would I sit him? No, I think he needs these games to, you know, start to get comfortable. But I think he needs these games. Him says Johnson, I think they would push OG Anunoby to play. I think Anunoby, look, something came out today. What was it from Bondi saying that he had this injury in Toronto? I mean, somebody spotted him with the black tape on his elbow in Toronto. So maybe he started feeling it before the trade. And then when he came to New York, it just gradually kept getting worse. And then ultimately he decided to get the surgery, came back, and unfortunately tried to go for a steal versus Portland, was screaming in pain. Oh, man. It stinks, man. Alberto says, good morning, my Knicks family. Good morning, Anthony. Hope all is good. Alberto, what's going on, man? Hope all is good as well. Had to hop on here. Breaking news, Julius Randle done for the season. It kind of changes your expectations, right? You really start to go through scenarios in your head. Don't really know what to expect of this Knicks team in the playoffs now. But what they've shown you these past 3 games, look, versus Spurs, should have we won that game? Yeah, tough loss. OKC, we lost a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Should we have won that game? Yeah. Tough loss. Foul calling, And then the game versus Miami, I was actually at that game. Knicks fans showed up in that game. I mean, it was absolutely crazy atmosphere. We came back, tied the game. You see, like, this team is kind of limited offensively without, you know, their two main offensive punches. If Brunson doesn't have it going, you're asking a lot from DiVincenzo. Deuce McBride has really stepped up here. But, you know, if we get matched up with the Heat, I can't pick us. Like, I can't pick the Knicks. And I want to. Like, if we get matched up with Orlando or Indiana or even Cleveland, I think we can win. But teams like the playoff team, like the Heat, the 76ers now that they have Embiid back, it stinks. But it stinks, man. It stinks. Alberta says, I think we need to reload for next year if they could bring the entire team back, which I doubt, but we can all dream. Johnson says, based on the current situation, we should make a realistic target to succeed in the first round. Don't think about Brunson. Yeah, I think we can get a first round. I think we can get a first round win. But I started to think about this from the Randall perspective. He's also due for an extension this summer. So I don't, and his name has been, you know, I don't know why, but his name has been linked in a lot of rumors these past couple of summers. And this is now back-to-back seasons where Randall, you know, last season was the ankle, actually came back, kind of re-injured that ankle in the playoffs. This season, unfortunately, freak accident, shoulder out. So this summer, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of noise around the Randall front. A lot of Knicks fans are going to be talking about what to do with Julius Randall. There's going to be a lot of trade rumors, but at the end of the day, I think the Knicks, they love having Randall here. He was having a great season before the injury. He meshed well with Ananobi and Brunson. He was actually starting to play really well, made another all-star team. He was well on his way to make another all-NBA team. He was demoralizing opponents. He was. And it just fit so well. Like, the pieces fit so well. You had Brunson and Devo, and then the lockdown defender and Ananobi, and him creating on the offensive end, and then Randall kind of doing everything out there. And Ananobi just kind of, you know, sometimes Randall loves to kind of, sometimes he gets lost on the defensive end, but then you had Ananobi and Hartenstein kind of, you know, protecting him in that front. The team was just, it fits so perfectly. So I don't think the Knicks are just going to be like, I think they're going to run it back. I think they're going to look at January and be like, that's the team that we're envisioning. And then they're going to, obviously, we have two upcoming first round picks in this year's draft. They're going to complement the team off the bench. I'm sure Burks is going to be gone. Bogdanovich, who knows? They're going to need some more bench pieces off the bench. And right now, we just have to hope that Randall can get back out there for the start of the season. If not, maybe he misses a couple of weeks and then that doesn't hurt us as well. But tough news today on April 4th, man. Jew is done for the season. Knew this was coming. I knew this. We were going to get some type of bomb like this, but, man. So decided to put on the Randall jersey. Decided to support him because I know he's freaking probably going through a lot right now mentally. And all we can do is, you know, send some positive vibes to Randall and the Randall family. I know his sons wanted to probably watch him play again. And it stinks, man. It stinks. We can beat the Heat. Jimmy Butler is getting old. Yeah, we can, but I don't think the Heat are going to be tough. We could beat them, but you know that freaking what's his name? Terry Rozier couldn't miss when we played him. He made everything. I mean, Terry Rozier really locks another dimension of that Heat team. Alberto says, I think we're not playing the defense that we should be into the fact that it's because we're burnt. Just look at the top 10 to 11 games. Majority of people are playing 39-plus minutes. Yeah. Richard says, time for Deuce to become a star. He has become a star, man. Credit. I mean, that's another thing. You know, the Knicks, it's always been next man up. Guys have stepped up here. Precious has stepped up. Deuce has, I mean, he's, versus the Heat. I mean, seeing it single-handedly, he is, when he's open for three, he's going to make it. I mean, and we all know he brings on the defensive end, and Deuces. We're gonna have to ask a lot of scoring wise from Deuce, Dante, and hopefully we can get Ananobi back, because that's the season, right? hope, you know, hope we can get Randle back. We hope we can get Ananobi back. And it's the year of the what if. What if we had a full squad? How far could this Knicks team have gone? And I hate thinking like that, but I just hate it. Like, I just hate thinking like that, but, you know, I'm trying to process it through my mind, and I honestly think we could have gave the Celtics a run for their money. I truly believe that. I truly believe this Knicks team could have gave the Celtics a run for their money if we got matched up with them in the playoffs. You know, we were deep. I know we're dealing with some things off the bench right now, but Randle was a problem. Ananobi was a problem in like a positive sense, not like an actual problem. Brunson doing his thing in the playoffs. Playoff Brunson is different. I mean, you combat that with Ananobi. Now you got a sniper in Devo and Hartenstein doing his thing. That's why a lot of Knicks fans thought this year was special, was going to be special. And maybe it still is. I'm not counting the guys out, but it's going to be harder now. The road just got harder. And that's the reality of the situation. You know, us Knicks fans, we just got to process everything, go through our emotions. But right when I saw this, dagger. CM says, what's going on, CM? Without OG, we are done. Without OG Ananobi, we are done. CM, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say we're done, but it's tough. It's going to be extremely difficult for this Knicks team to advance, even in the first round. Even in the first round with that Ananobi. Because you go against an Orlando team who is, I'm not going to say, you know, stacked, but they got some big bodies over there. And even if you go against, I think the perfect matchup right now for the Knicks, I think, would be a Cleveland. Even despite everything going on, I do think I would rather play Cleveland over Orlando, but Orlando would be my number two. But I think even Indiana, but Indiana's in the play-in now. So, yeah. CM, I can't disagree with you, CM. I can't. I'm not going to say we're done because I want to be optimistic, but the road got harder, you know. And now we're just holding our breath, hopefully that we don't get that Ananobi is done for the season as well. But Woj, Shams did some damage control after the heart comments. They said Ananobi, Shams said Ananobi, it's a matter of when and not if. So Shams, you know, Shams knows a lot. And for Shams to come out and say that, that's some positive news. So I think Ananobi ultimately comes back. I do. And then, you know, that actually brings some, you know, some joy back because today stinks. But right now, just we're awaiting the Ananobi situation and hopefully we can get him back. So, yeah, man, it stinks. Alberto says if fully healthy, we definitely would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals. For sure, the three games that we lost to Boston earlier, we didn't have this team, would have definitely beat them. Even if we would have gave them a run for the money. I would have gave us a legit 40 to 45% chance of beating the Boston Celtics in a playoff series. But it's the what ifs. It's the season of the what ifs. It's the, you know, the year of the injury. It's the year of the injury. CM says, what does he, oh, you're a member. That's why you have the yellow crown. I switched up when you become a member, you get a crown, and I switched that up. So now you have a crown on the icon. Big Tass says, peace, super busy, but I had to stop by and say, what's up, Sat? Big Tass, what's going on? Appreciate you coming by, swinging by, impromptu live stream, had to hop on here and, you know, talk over the Julius Randle injury. I know it's a tough time right now for Knicks fans, but it was expected. It was expected. Expectations has to change now. The reality is that, you know, it depends now who we get matched up with. I hope we get matched up with. Look, I have faith in this Knicks team because we have number 11. Don't count them out. Don't count the Knicks out. We have Brunson. And we saw what Brunson can do. Single-handedly against teams. Even against the Heat last year in the playoffs. Where we weren't getting scoring outputs from anybody, right? Brunson was, he put the team on his back. And he almost took us, you know, he almost won that series by himself. What Knicks fans to remember that? We got number 11. Don't count this team out. Do not count this Knicks team out. That's all I'm going to say. You know, with Anunoby back, I honestly think we can make some noise still. I don't want to sit here and say we're done. It got harder. I'm not going to lie to you. But with JB, anything is possible with number 11. That's all I got to say on that. And one edit said Orlando, we got that easily. Cleveland, we got that as well. Playoff Jimmy is the only thing that scares me. And one, I wouldn't say easily. Nothing's easy. I wouldn't say easily. You know, I don't want to come on here and say, you know, if we faced Orlando, it'll be easy. You know, it's light work. I'm not going to come on here and say that. But Shandice, we need to have faith in our Knicks. Yes, man. Like I just said, as long as we got number 11, as long as we got this guy, as long as we got Jalen Brunson, we got a shot. Playoff Jalen Brunson is different. I think we should consider signing Carmelo for the rest of the season. Real talk. This is funny. I don't think Melo's done. He's doing his podcast now. He's enjoying life. The Melo thing, I think the ship has sailed. There was rumors last year about bringing Melo in, but I think that ship has sailed. So I think that you know. But yeah, I mean, look, all we have to do is have faith in Precious right now. Have faith in. Good thing Bogdanović showed up against the Heat, because that's the Bogdanović we wanted to see, right? We wanted to see Bogdanović show out and show up. And versus the Miami Heat, he played really well. He played really well down the stretch. So if we can get that Bogdanović coming in, scoring 15 points, that's huge, man. And if we can get Anunoby back, you know, the meter's starting to go up. I know right now the mood is kind of, you know, it's kind of, you know, wavy, right? It's kind of, I don't know. I don't know how far this team can go. It stinks. Randle's a huge loss, but in a right situation with number 11 leading the show, with number 11 doing everything he does in the playoffs, I do think with the right matchup, the Knicks can still advance and you know, second round, and let anything happen. Anything can happen in a playoff series. King Third Eye Supreme says, is it safe to say our medical team dropped the ball on Randle? I don't think it's fair to say that, because who's to say the medical team was probably like, Jew, I really think you should get the surgery. I know you're going to try to come back, but even if you come back, you have a high risk of re-injuring that shoulder. And Randle, who's to say Randle was like, you think I'm going to get the surgery right now and miss this season? This January that we just had, the amount of fun we were having in January, the city was electric. Kaiden Randle was on the bench. he had his son on the bench at the end of these blowout games in January, sitting next to OG and Brunson. So if I was, Randle was probably like, heck no, I'm not getting the surgery. Tried to work his way back. He probably did some contact. Randle probably did some contact in practice. And he probably felt some clicking in that shoulder and was probably like, ah, I don't know, man. Hopefully it gets better next week. Hopefully it gets better the week after that. He was doing contact. He was probably doing contact, but he, at the end of the day, he probably didn't feel right. And so, no, I don't think this is a hit on the Knicks medical staff to answer your question. CM says, every time we play the Heat, someone comes up limping, dirty team. I've had it into it with Miami Heat fans. I mean, even at the game, I mean, Miami Heat fans are, you know, and yo, they're obnoxious. I'm not going to lie, but it's just every time it happens against the Heat, right? I mean, it's just, I'm not going to like blame the Heat, but it's just, it stinks. Marlon says, how many players are we going to lose this offseason? I feel like this season. Marlon, yeah, I mean, that's what we're processing, right? I feel like this season was their best chance to go really far. And it has been the year of the injury. The year of injury. And now all we can do is still have faith in the squad. I don't want you guys to, you know, feel, you know, like the season's done, like we're done. There's no shot. Because you never know. You never know. People get hurt in the playoffs too. Or the other opponents get hurt in the playoffs too. Happens every year. So, you know, it happens every year. And right now, it's just on April 4th, Randall's down. But, you know, we're getting some optimism from the Ananobi front. And we'll see. Big Tass has us move back to the sixth seed and handle the Cavs. That's what I'm saying. Cavs, I'm not worried about. King Thigurdi, Randall should have advised to take the surgery right away. Yeah, like I said, Randall was, he fought his butt off to get to avoid that. And credit to Randall. He did not want his season to end, but unfortunately, you know, had to come to this point. Marlon says Brunson is not enough. Last three games, this other guys aren't stepped up. I think Brunson is enough to win one playoff series. As long as we're still getting the contributions from everyone else. You know, don't forget, we don't know, you know, Deuce in the playoffs. You know, sometimes, remember quickly in the playoffs, it wasn't that great. So a lot of these guys, it's going to be their first time in the playoffs. You know, I know Deuce has been in the playoffs before, but, you know, playing heavy minutes. But, you know, playoffs are a different animal, you know, and if we get matched up against Orlando, who's an inexperienced team and the lights are too bright, don't forget MSG in the playoffs. I mean, it's shaking. The building is shaking. And if you have an Orlando Magic team coming into MSG, I mean, we heard that with Cleveland last year. Who was it? Jared Allen, who said the lights were too bright. So I'm not counting the Knicks out whatsoever. Robert says, I can only say OG, 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 San Jose Knicks fan love. Yes, Bogey. What's going on, Robert? Appreciate you in the chat, man. Appreciate you guys in the chat. If you haven't done so already, smash the subscribe button as always, man. We're doing Knicks content all year, post games and whatnot. And hit smash the like button as well. It really helps out the channel. Buzzer Beater says, I knew this was going to happen. No real progress on conditioning. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we knew at the end of the day it was going to come to this point. And we didn't know. Like, there was a 50-50 chance. But I was starting to lean toward just get the surgery, man. Just worry about your health, get the surgery, and just come back stronger next season. And we just go from there. I have faith in our Knicks, but teams are going to throw the kitchen sink at our guy. Playoff Brunson and Melo stays in shape. I have faith in them too. S550, what's going on? This is definitely one of the big what if seasons. I definitely could have seen them locked in the two seed, especially with the Milwaukee Bucks reeling right now. I definitely could have seen the Knicks in the two seed. But I mean, right now, two seed, you would probably play, I don't know. Things are up in the air, but two seed, you could possibly get matched up with Philly. And I don't want that. There's teams where I want to avoid. And Philly's one of them. I know a lot of fans don't care about Philly, but Philly's one of them. And the Heat are definitely one of them. I do not want to play the Heat in a first round matchup. Just my opinion. We are definitely going to need some constant scoring to help out Brunson. You're gonna ask guys to step up. You're gonna need Dante to continue to do his thing. You're gonna need Hart to, I mean, this Hart does everything really well, but there's time where Hart doesn't really look at the basket. Maybe you're gonna need 10-15 points out of Hart any given for the playoffs. And I think we can get that. And you're gonna need scoring. And I think OG coming back, I think we'll be good. We'll be okay. But I've been saying that with Randall. I think of Randall when the guys get back, right? We've been saying it for months now. When Randall gets back, when Ananobi gets back, we're going to be cooking. And now, one down. And I don't think we're going to get the Ananobi's out for the season news, but I do think Ananobi will come back. I'm having optimism here. Jeremy says Randall trade. Nah, you're talking about this summer? I mean, this summer, I've said it prior. It's gonna, a lot of fans are gonna start to talk about Randall and trading Randall, and they're gonna talk about playoff performances and, you know, back to back seasons where, you know, injuries. I know they're freak accidents, but you're gonna get all that talk. But I don't necessarily agree with it. But it's gonna be a conversation this summer. I'll be lying to you, say if it wasn't. And he's going to be rehabbing his shoulder. Hopefully he can get back stronger, but At the end of the day, I don't think the Knicks, because if you take a look at Randle's, for what Randle has given you production-wise, and if you take a look at his contract compared to all these other contracts in the league, it's a bargain. But like I said, he's going to command an extension. And maybe this kind of, you know, gives Randle, like, gets the Knicks a discount on Randle if they were to extend him. Maybe, you know, it's a possibility. Buzzer Beater says Randall's not going anywhere yet, Buzzer. I agree with you. Robert says OG is our last Jedi. King Third Eye says Dante gives me John Stark's vibes, but with lesser defense. I love Dante. I love what Dante brings to this team, and I can't wait. Again, I can't wait to see this Knicks team in the playoffs. Playoff Brunson is different, and an OB. I'm just going to speak it into existence. And an OB will be back. We'll be back. I'm going to try to manifest it and speak it into existence. And then if we can get Ananobi back, we can win a round. I think we can win a round. But expectations have changed, for sure. Ended on this note, man. Just imagine if we had our full roster. This hurts my brother. It's depressing to lose Julius, but I had a feeling he was not coming back. Hopefully, Thibs will adjust. Yeah. It's depressing, man. Expectations have changed. It's really depressing. It stinks. But I don't want you guys to lose faith, because we got number 11. You know, our most important player on the team is still healthy and still can do some things in the playoffs. And like I said, when Ananobi comes back and with the healthy Mitch coming back, kind of, you know, he's trying to get into shape here. Last couple of games haven't been that good for Mitch, but I think we can make some noise, man. All right. I'll be back doing a post game tonight. Hopefully the Knicks have a big game tonight. You got to win tonight versus Sacramento, man. I mean, Sacramento's dealing with a lot of injuries. Kevin Huerter got the same surgery. Another shoulder injury. Got the same surgery. And then Malik Monk is out. So it's a home game. You're in Madison Square Garden. Got to take care of business and got to win at home. I'll be back tonight doing a post game. Hope to see you guys in there. Subscribe to the channel. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation. Those of you on Twitter, appreciate you guys watching on Twitter. Yeah, man, it stinks, but Big Jew, come back stronger than ever. Big Jew, come back stronger than ever. I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.